trying to get the bands up. Mariachi, boom, cut the seven, I'm a great advice. And I said, long 10 cents, 10 in the morning. And I'm shouting like a star, you should have seen the niggas come see.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back to the Mock Talk.
Hey, where we will bring to you everything and anything fantasy basketball related. It's your boy, Marky B.
Shell Beasy.
Ooh, and that white day got me ready to talk about some fantasy basketball, boy. I ain't gonna lie.
Jumping into it. So this week, jumping straight into it. You know, we had the meeting of the colossal fantasy titans. We had Shantas. You know, we had Big Bro.
Whoa, you know, it's more like David and Goliath. Let's not say
you know, we had, you know, obviously, you know, the host Markey here going at it. Shantas, you know, they had a, you know, little minor wage going on this. You know, this is something that the whole league was talking about all week. You know, something that we all were, you know, keyed into. You know, we're all, you know, tuned into trying to see who's going to win. You know, I saw Lou using a lot of moves, you know, in order to kind of, you know, treat it like a playoff matchup, you know, going hard.
And can we say where we at in the standings of each team? Like, where am I at in the standings?
So,
first of all, let's set the precedent first, you know. Let's set the backstory, you know. Like, I'm in second place, you know. I've won championships 3 out of the last 5 years, you feel me? Let's just share some accolades real quick, you know, before we get into it. We got to give them some backdrop before we get into it, you know.
So, you know, we have Shantas here, man. At the end of the day, you know, Sunday hit. It was early Sunday morning, or maybe it was Sunday afternoon even. Marky over here started getting real, real excited. I look at, and let's be honest, that's not really Marky's, you know, that's not his usual M.O.
I was out of character. You know, when I see somebody in 11th place, you know, talking to me like I'm not a god, like I'm not Thanos, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't snap in the finger, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? I felt kind of disrespected.
Okay.
You know?
So I have to stop right there and say this. Not once have we ever, ever discredited your credibility of being a fantasy GOAT. We've actually put you up there with the greatest, with the Moores, with the Shells, you know what I mean? With the Max. We put you up there. But we're talking about 1 week. We're talking about one day where this bet started, where we said this 1 week, who was going to win. Let's just put that into context first. And then also, I'd like to back up that there was a comment made by one of the hosts talking about, I made playoff moves. Well, if you go back and actually look at the moves made that week and that Sunday before, I believe my competitor made just as many, if not more, moves than me that
week.
Hold on, guys. Pause. So explain to the people, what is it to make what we call quote unquote playoff moves during the regular season? What does that mean?
Okay. That means you're trying to win. That means you're trying to win by any means necessary.
Exactly.
By any means necessary. And
that means pretty much you're picking up somebody who may not have long-term value, somebody who you need statistical categories from ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's blocks, you may pick up a specialist, a block specialist like a Mitchell Robinson, you know. That's not really somebody you'll pick up and hope to get big stats from. Right. I will say this, though. About my pickups, are they still on my team?
Injury concerns. Moving on to injury concerns. So I can't remember if this happened after our last episode, but LeBron obviously is out. That's obviously big news. LeBron is gone. We definitely did. So LeBron's out. However, what we've seen since, though, is how other players have been impacted since LeBron has been out. You were mentioning that off air. Let me go ahead and throw the alley-oop. Boom.
Bam. So I'm going to catch it. Man, KCP has been on fire since LeBron has been hurt. 7 days, KCP has been averaging 5 free throws made, 5 3-pointers made, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Yes, I did say 5 3-pointers made. That's big time right there. I mean, that's even before Kuzma got hurt, too. I know recently Kuzma just got hurt, but even when Kuzma was on the court, KCP was putting up big-time numbers. So that LeBron injury has for sure helped whoever has picked up KCP. He's for sure helping your fantasy team right now.
Definitely, because I have Kuzma in the league, and when LeBron went out, I was like, yes! Like, well, you know, not yes, as in I'm happy LeBron's injured, but I'm like, woo! Kuzma's about to, you know, get buckets, and then Kuzma got injured. And I feel like, you know, the person who's been impacted the most by this, not only, you know, Alonzo and some of these other players, has been KCP for sure. Something else that I wanted to talk about is the Nuggets, man. I mean, I'm a Warrior fan, but I have so many Nuggets in fantasy. You have to understand.
Right.
Bruh.
They fantasy gold right now. The Nuggets are fantasy gold if you have some of those starters or some of those key players. They're fantasy gold.
I'm just really so happy that they're coming back from injury now because, yeah, they're fantasy gold when they're healthy. But I've had Paul Millsap, and he's been out. I've had Gary Harris, and he's been out. I've had Will Barton, and he's been out. So it's like now these guys are starting to come back and they're impacting my lineups in a way where, you know, instead of having that injured dude at the end of my bench, now I have a Paul Millsap or Gary Harrison. Ooh, it's time. You said, huh?
Can we talk about how in the Marcus, how you got Paul Millsap for a grape Shasta soda and a bag of Lay's chips?
No. Original. So let's
Let's
be clear here. Let's be clear here. I traded a Markieff and a Justin Holiday. Justin Holiday, who was top 100 value on the year. He won't move him forward, obviously, because he just got traded to Memphis. But let's be clear, he had a top 100 value in Chicago. And then Markieff Morris, who obviously just got injured, so he'll be out for maybe, possibly, you know, the rest of, you know, most of the year. And, he was hot. He was hot at the time. So Paul Millsap was out for 6 to 8 weeks, you know, and –
Came back a week later.
I was told that if I gave up Justin Holiday and Markieff Morris for a Paul Millsap, you know, I'm trading the team at the bottom of the standings. So, you know, he needed that help. But we've seen worse trades. Definitely on your part.
I don't know.
We've seen worse trades on your part. But we're gonna stick to the injury concerns, though. You know, we have we have my guy, Paul Millsap, you know, who's been definitely, like you said, man, on my team now, has been putting in, you know, some pretty good, you know, solid numbers ever since he came back. You know, first he started out a little bit slow. Let me go to a stat line right here.
Let's see.
He started out a little bit slow. Okay, so like tonight even, he had 18 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. 4 steals and 1-3. I mean, those are numbers I need. Game before that.
That's some nice numbers.
Right? Game before that, 10. Game before that, 16-9. But, yeah, you know, game before that, 6. So, he started out slowly, but Paulie's starting to pick it up, man.
I mean, and what's surprising me, too, is how, I mean, like the everybody, I know beginning of the year when they were a full unit, everybody really was in a – players were real streaky over there. I know Jokic was kind of streaky. Murray was kind of streaky. Since Millsap and Harris came back, it seems like everybody has been getting it fantasy-wise. I have Jokic and Murray in the fantasy leagues, and they've been lighting it up, even with the return of Millsap and Harris. So right now, if Will Barton, if you could somehow, I feel like, get Will Barton in a trade, or if he's for some reason on your free agent list, man, try and get a trade for Will Barton. Try and trade somebody some Lay's chips and a Shasta soda like Bees did. And try and get Will Barton on your team because I feel like he's going to fit right in. He may take him a week or two to get back into game shape, but that starting five or that main five over there is fantasy gold. So on to the next. Blazers.
Blazers or Fidas?
Yeah, you say it better than me.
You know? Let's see.
Man, I mean, for me, it's been a lot of people hot right now. One person I mentioned last week who's been on a tear is Thomas Bryant. We got Damari Carroll who's been hot. I thought about talking about those two guys, but one guy I want to talk about is currently on my
question. Fantasy. Who picked up both of those guys in our home league?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, initially I picked up Bryant, and nobody wanted to trade with me. Was talking all this mess when I was throwing out trade offers. But you know what? We're not going to worry about that. You picked up those guys. Those were two nice pickups.
Hold on. You know, I'm not just talking to America. We're talking to the hood. Hold on. I want all of the America and all of the, you know, urban inner city areas to know that this man will pick up a free agent waiver pickup. And we'll offer you him in a trade and we'll ask for somebody you drafted in the top five rounds. I mean, he will literally pick him up on Sunday and before Monday hits, offer them to you in a trade as if you couldn't have picked up that same person. I mean, we are talking about a monster here. Okay, America?
In the case of Thomas Bryant, was I wrong? That guy has been a beast. You know? 3 free throws made, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block in the last 2 weeks. But that's not even who I want to cover. Because I'm still kind of mad he's not on my team right now. But one person I do want to talk about who is on my team, who has been on a complete tear, is Yusuf Nurkić for the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy has been a monster. The last 14 days, first of all, the last 7 days, his averages are crazy. This guy's averaging 20 points. 12 rebounds, 4.5 assists, almost 3 steals, 2 blocks, and 6 free throws made.
Okay.
That, I don't know what's gotten in the bro, but I love it. Nurkić has been a complete tier. He's blazing the court up right now. And he's my Blazer pick right now.
I didn't realize that he was really getting it in like that.
Yeah, he's been balling like no other right now. He's putting up the show. Top 20 type numbers.
Let me ask you about a few people then who I've been looking at. What do you think about Bouyamba?
Here's the thing about over there. You just never know how you rotate their bigs. I know Bouyamba had a nice game today, but the coach already came out and said that whether Hernan Gomez starts or whether Bouyamba starts, it's going to be matchup dependent. So, I mean, honestly, I think that it seems like Bouyamba will be the better pickup out of those two. But I feel like for me, in a league that we have where we have a max on our moves, I'm not touching Bouyamba. Well, I actually think he already got picked up, but I wouldn't want Bouyamba because, you know, he may have some good games here and there, but I don't think it's going to be something that's going
to
last.
Let me ask you about another guy. Matter of fact, I have to tell you about this guy because I have this guy. I drafted him in my other league, my close homies league, we call it the JV league because obviously we must be varsity. We must be varsity. And these guys have to be JV because they're just, you know, a level below us. We always joke about it. But I drafted Kyle Anderson in AOB. And, you know, at first Kyle Anderson was doing nothing for me. So I dropped him. But lately I made a trade for Tatum in AOB where I gave away Ariza. And I gave away, who did I give away? I think I showed you. It was Ariza and Emmanuel Mudiay for Tatum. A lot of people haven't been big on Tatum lately. So I got Tatum. So I had a.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I got that. So I brought Elfrid Payton off my IR, but I still had a spot that was open. So I picked up Kyle Anderson, who I had already drafted anyway. Literally, I pick up Kyle Anderson. He has a game where he drops 15 points. Like, he's just filling the stat sheet. Like, I don't even feel like saying the numbers. It's 15, 3, 3, 3, and 2. Then he comes. I said, I'm not going to say the numbers, but I'm going to do it anyway. 10, 5, 2, and 4. Then he comes 23, 5, and 3. Then 15, and 5. Then he came with a triple double on January 4th. And then, you know.
I saw that.
Did you see that? That was, like, yesterday.
I saw that. I was like, man, this guy's getting it. I'm looking at his two-week average right now. He is filling it up for sure.
Faders, talking about the people now who actually have not been doing that good. Or maybe just people who aren't going to be hot moving forward. Maybe not necessarily people are not doing that good. Starting out, Tyus Jones, what you think?
Tyus Jones, Teague's back. Rose is on his way back. He belongs on the free agent list. I mean, he had a good run these last few games, filling up with assists and steals, but he did his job. If you picked him up this week, congratulations. Teague is back. D. Rose is on his way back. It's time to kick him to the free agent list.
Pretty much. I like the fact he was a good source of steals. He's like a specialist there. That's always great. But at this point, it's looking like it's time for him to hit the free agent list. What about Cornette for the Knicks?
I mean, same thing. It looks like Mitchell Robinson's on his way back. Cantor, I mean, with Fizdale, you never know. One second he's going to give Cantor 20 minutes a game. The next game he's going to give Cantor 5 minutes. He's going to start Cornette one game. Mitchell Robinson. For me, in the league, how our league is set up, we're in a max in moves. I'm staying away from Cornette.
Yeah, you know, I like Cornette. The only thing about Cornette, though, is, like, you know, in order for him to continuously put up the numbers he was putting up, that means Cantor is going to have to continuously get benched. And I just think Cantor is too good to play, you know, 15 minutes a game. Like, eventually, Fizzy is going to break. And Fizdale's like, you know what, I got to play Cantor this 25 minutes in order for us to win tonight. And, you know, it's going to be those games where he has to. So I just didn't see it being feasible that Cornette just continues to, like, get 30-something minutes a night while Cantor gets none. I just don't see it.
I do think with that team, after the All-Star break, you're going to see those lineups become more consistent, because I think Fizdale is just seeing what everybody got right now. So I think once after the All-Star break, we're going to see a lot of people getting more consistent minutes.
Definitely. What do you think about, man, the whole slew of Denver guys who now, like, there's some guys like Thomas, the guard, and then Beasley, the guard for Denver, and Hernan Gomez.
Monte Morris.
Who are all getting off, and not Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, he's still injured. Monte Morris. And they're all getting off, and now that, you know, Gary Harris is back and all these other guys are back, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, they're all going to have to go back to, like, reserve roles now. So, you know, a lot of those guys have had to get dropped in my leagues.
Definitely, yeah. I done dropped a few of those guys in my leagues, too. And as everybody should, unless you're in an ultra-deep league, there's no reason to hold on to those guys, in my opinion. I mean, Will Barton's on his way back, too, which is even going to kill their minutes even more, kill their fantasy value even more. If your name's not Will Barton, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Paul Millsap, or Gary Harris, you don't need to be owned on the team.
Yeah. But if you do happen to have one of those guys, then you're probably in luck, because those guys are, you know, putting up good numbers. Man, so I was surprised to see Chicago trade, as you would say, Justin Holiday to Memphis for, you know, a bag of soda, you know, a bag of chips and soda. And I just, you know, I just really didn't feel like they got anything out of trading him to Memphis. And then Memphis is already crowded at the wing position. They already have Kyle Anderson and Dylan Brooks. So I don't know. That just didn't make a lot of sense to me.
I mean, for me, fantasy-wise, I hate those type of trades. It's like, no, there's no pickups, really. There's nobody that really benefits from that trade, fantasy-wise. Like, a lot of people I was seeing on sites were saying to go pick up Hutchinson from the Bulls. He's going to be the starting shooting guard, but he doesn't do much fantasy-wise. So, those are trades I just can't stand, where there's nobody to pick up. Like, that trade happens, you don't run to the free agent list and pick up nobody. There's nobody that really benefits from that.
No one, really. In terms of faders also, you know, what do you think about Josh Hart?
Man, I'm not – at this point, Josh Hart has shown to me that he's not going to do anything this year. I think he's a great player, but fantasy-wise, I feel like he's had ample opportunities to show, like, man, let's put up some statistics fantasy-wise so you could be picked up. And I've been seeing a lot of people picking him up in hopes that he just gets hot, and it hasn't been happening.
Yeah. You know, now that I'm looking at his stats, though, he's actually been playing pretty good since LeBron's been out.
Yes, let me see.
He's put up decent numbers since about December 23rd. I'm going to be honest.
You're not lying. The last 7 days have been pretty decent. He's actually owned in the market.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, but, you know, kudos to Josh Hart. He's definitely picking it up a little bit, you know, because he's talented, uber talented.
He is. Man, you're right. I'm looking at these last games since December 23rd, and it's looking nice.
Okay, for the hot take.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about this cat, R&B, man.
Yeah, this has been a topic going on in our home league, the Marcus on the board, man. You know, who's better, Embiid or Cat? And personally, I mean, you can't go wrong with either one.
You really can't. You definitely can't. But, I mean, there's, you know, definitely a preference, though, amongst the people. It's clear to me that most people would prefer to have Embiid. And I don't feel like the divide is that big. Like, I honestly feel like in fantasy – Karl Anthony Towns is much more consistent because he's so reliable. He's like Iron Man. He plays like 82 games a year. And then also, you know, in real life, Embiid, yeah, he might have a little bit more of an impact. And we all know how a lot of people are looking down on Cat because of the Jimmy Butler situation. But I don't think the divide is that wide.
I mean, statistically, if you look at their stats the last 2 weeks, it's identical. Take away the part of Embiid averages a few more free throws than Cat. Cat averages a few more assists than Embiid. Besides that, the statistics are pretty much identical. So, I mean, there is not really a divide between those two. Those two are. I mean, you can't lose either way. I think more so lately, when you talk about consistency, yeah, Cat is more durable. But, I mean, he's been on a tear the last 2 weeks, but on a year-long span, Embiid has been, I feel like, the more consistent player. But it looks like that Cat is finally getting into his groove. He's feeling himself. You know, there's no more Jimmy Butler. He is a guy over there. I think he's going to keep up the numbers he's been putting up for the rest of the year.
I mean, you look at Cat, 29-15, 28-12, 28-17, 34-18. And we're not even counting the blocks. Like, he had 5 blocks on the 31st, 6 blocks on the 30th. Like, I don't know. Cat has, like, some really big lines for me in one of my leagues where I have him. He has some really big lines for me. Like, it's game, like, week-changing lines that can, like, be the differential between you winning and losing a lot of weeks is having a guy like Cat in your lineup.
And this is true. But you could also pretty much say the same thing for Embiid. I mean, Embiid puts up similar statistics when it comes to that. I mean, if you look at Cat just today, Embiid – 10 free throws made, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 1 steal. A few games ago, he had 2 threes, 3 free throws made, 23 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 blocks. So you think that just goes to show you that they are pretty identical.
As much as I want to go to bat for Karl Anthony Towns, it's like he is behind Embiid on a player ranker. So as much as I want to, like, grab my pom-poms and I want to, like, just get on the, like, Karl Anthony Towns train, you're right. Embiid averages, what, 4 more points a game, probably almost 5. He averages more rebounds, higher assists, steals, and blocks. Karl Anthony Towns has them in. Also in 3-pointers. But, yeah, free throws made. And, you know, they're pretty close in field goal percentage. So, yeah, you know, I don't think the divide is that big. And the player record shows that the divide isn't that big. They're both first rounders.
And what's crazy is, too, in pretty much all leagues, Embiid didn't go in the first round. He went in the second round, which I think after this year, a full year of being healthy, if you ask me last year, even Embiid, I consider that being a healthy year. He had a freak accident at the end of the year where he injured a bone in his face and he missed some time. I don't consider that a part of him being injury prone. I think that's just a freak injury. I think next year he's for sure, hands down, for the least be a top 10 pick. For the least. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year I think I had the number 8 pick in the Marcus, number 7 pick. I went with Jokic. If Jokic wasn't there, I was going to draft Embiid.
Yeah. At one point, my brother had told me, you know, his team name is Buckets. He had told me, you should get Embiid instead of Simmons. Or you should have gotten Embiid instead of Simmons. And I was like, nah, because I got Simmons over Embiid this year. And I was like, nah, you know, I want triple-doubles and da-da-da-da-da. But looking back, it's a big difference on the player ranker between somebody like Simmons and somebody like Embiid. It's a big, big, big difference.
Embiid's going to give you everything. Everything.
He is. I mean, in closing, before we close, do you feel like, okay, where is Embiid? Okay, you said Embiid for you is at least top 7-8. Then where is Karl Anthony Towns for you if he's behind that?
Personally, for me, I don't have too many people ahead of Embiid. I have Harden. Let's see. You have, for me, honestly, I'm taking Embiid over Anthony Davis, as crazy as that sounds. Okay. Fantasy, I'm talking about fantasy-wise. Okay. And in my player ranking, I had Embiid above Anthony Davis.
I can't say I agree with that. I definitely don't. But at the same hand, it just goes to show you the value now of Embiid. And it's the end of the second Mock Talk episode.
Yay! Man, tune in every week to us two fantasy vets. We're going to give you the wisdom and knowledge that you need to win your fantasy leagues. You know, we will be doing this weekly, year-round, nonstop. We're going to be giving you this knowledge, this fantasy knowledge. You know, me, I'm Marky B.
Chill Beezy. Yeah, trying to get the bands up, yeah, mariachi, boom, cut the samples on my grill, hibachi, and I've been on 10 since 10 in the morning, and I'm shining like I saw you, should have seen the niggas coming, singing, come and get the bands, mariachi, boom, cut the samples on my grill, hibachi, and I've been on 10 since 10 in the morning, shooting like a star, and you niggas started right on my head.
Yes, sir.
And we back for the Mock Talk.
You already know what it is, Mock Talk, where we bring to you fantasy basketball, everything and anything fantasy basketball. You know, we are two fantasy basketball guys, fantasy basketball vets, and we're giving you the information you need to go out here and win some money in your fantasy leagues.
Yes, sir. What's been good, bro? What's going on with it, man?
Oh, you know, man, just over here dominating these fantasy leagues, you know, on a regular basis, you know, when I'm not at work and I'm not taking care of the family, you know, just dominating, you know.
The domination is heavy over there.
It's heavy in every league. It's heavy.
Man, what's been going on? Let me see, man. What's been going on this week before we get into this fantasy hoop? Let's see, man. I know people have been telling us to jump into these other topics. Let me see. They got the little federal government lockdown. People not getting their checks. Definitely many over there.
Man, we got people. We got these prison guards not getting their checks, talking about it's about to start being riots in prison. We got the people who be, what's the air traffic people? They not getting paid. Man, look it.
Man, you know, our cousin Twank worked for the government. He was just up here, man. For the
Twank not getting paid?
Twank not getting paid. Twank over there said he's been going to work. And he was like, man, hopefully they'll, you know, give him back pay. That's a hope. You know, that's a hope. He's working for free right now.
Hey, I got a family, so I can't say just like I'm not working for free. Because I need my check, but, yeah, y'all got me all the way messed up.
Imagine having a good, but just imagine having a really, really good job. So, obviously, you don't want to quit it because you don't know if you're going to get the same kind of pay just quitting your job, right? And you've been there for a while. So, imagine you got that, and then they come with the whole, you know, Trump thing. It's like, okay, yeah, by the way, you're not going to get paid. The government shut down, and you got kids to feed. You got, bruh, you know what I mean?
You got rent, bro. That is cold, bro.
Yeah. That's
monster status right there.
People been
cold.
Having to take loans, you know, just to, and they got to wait until hopefully they get back paid to pay off their loans. It's many right now.
Man, I've applied for a few government jobs, and right now I'm just happy I didn't get any of them.
Yeah, I thought my job was a government job, and they were like, no, actually, some years ago, we went private. We're not actually a part of the county anymore. Ooh, I'm like, clutch.
Shouts out to the privatization of that, your job.
You feel me? Clutch. I need that. Oh, man. What else has been going on, man? Been having this weather. You know, it's crazy California weather, of course, man, with the sun coming out. Then it's been raining. Then it's been sunny. Then it was supposed to rain today, but it was sunny. It was supposed to be sunny yesterday, but it rained, and I don't know what to wear, bro. So I'm going outside with an umbrella and a tank top on.
Man, let me tell you, man, for my job for a living, I do a lot of driving, man. Let me tell you how scary it is to drive in fog to where you can't see a foot ahead of you in a 13-foot truck. Bruh, man, I'll be spooked as hell in the morning driving. No, I just get behind somebody and follow them. I don't care how fast they're going. I get behind somebody. I'm just behind them. They are my guide, bro. They are my star.
They don't even know it, but then that y'all moving in unison.
They like, why is this big ass truck on my bumper? Because I need you right now. That's why.
Need you in my life.
Need you.
Oh man, what else been going on? Oh, of course, you know, the documentary, the RKLs, man. That's kind of controversial. We ain't gonna jump into that, but man, that's unfortunate, boy.
Extremely. Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. Feel sorry for everybody, you know, who's been a victim. But I shame those parents, though, for sure.
Man,
you
know? Shame to those. The fathers, though. Like, bro, that's your daughter, bro. If you have to burn the house down in order for the daughter, bro, to come out, bro, I don't care. Everybody has to come out.
And it's not like they're grown daughters. It's not like the daughters are in their late 20s. You know what I'm saying? They're grown. These are your teenage daughters that you letting. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different story. You feel me? But, you know, I don't think we want to get into all that, you know?
Right. Man, we right here anyway. It's time for us to, you know, transition into this next segment. All right, injury concerns. What injury concerns you got, bro?
Injuries, man. We had a little bit of injuries. I know one injury. It's not really a big concern for me since this dude hasn't really been doing anything of importance for me in my fantasy leagues. But DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr. being hurt, it seems like this year, bruh, has been injured all year. First it's his back, then it's his wrist, then it's his ankle. I'm like, man, I'm just about ready to release dude, but I just have a feeling once I release him, he's just going to hit fire. I still got confidence in dude, but man, it's hard to hang on to DSJ right now. I can't lie.
So I have Dennis Smith Jr. in which league is this? I have him in Misfits. So I have him in my auction league, right?
Yeah.
It's like my.
How much did you pay for him?
That is a good question. Damn, you about to put me on blast because I know I probably pay way too much for him.
I drafted him in the fifth round, and I feel like an idiot for that.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep it 100. I got it right here. For Dennis Smith, I paid. Oh, wait. I ain't hit my team. I hit the wrong team. Okay, here we go. For Dennis Smith, the Samorians paid $10. Okay, I paid $10.
Yeah, that's not as bad as I thought you was gonna say.
I mean, there's a lot of people I could have got for $10, though. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be clear. But it's not as bad as I thought I was gonna say too.
Yeah, I thought you was going to say like 18, 20 or something like that.
But I also, in my Yahoo Public League, and it's, you know, $200 entry for each participant, you know, so it's high stakes. And in that league, he was dropped. So I picked him up. And ever since I picked him up, he's done nothing for me.
Yeah, he was actually dropped in my $50 league recently. And I'm thinking about picking him up. But I'm like, nah, I'm going to let him sit. I'm going to let him warm up that waiver wire for a minute. So he does some.
So I don't know. Back and forth on him.
Yeah, me too, bro. I don't want to drop him yet in the league. I got him in, but he's making it real easy to do that.
Well, let me see. What other injury concerns do we have going on lately?
We got Devin Booker.
Yeah, honestly. What do you think about Devin Booker? I mean, before I even get to my opinion, what do you think?
He's a beast, but man, how much has he been injured this year?
He is constantly injured. That man constantly injured.
Did he miss any games last year? I'm not all the way sure if he's missed any games in his past.
Okay, so here's my point about him. I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but here's my point about Booker. I know that he's a killer. I know that he often, you know, fills up, you know, three-pointers, you know, points, obviously, good field goal percentage, assists,
rebounds, steals.
However, it seems to me that he's injury-prone, no?
Okay, so last year he only played 54 games. This year he's only played 31 games, been injured a lot. He's getting there. I'm not going to call him injury prone yet because he did have two healthy years prior to last year and this year. But, man, he's getting there. He's inching. He's inching that injury prone line.
I'm saying, bro, I'm kind of feeling like – I'm not going to lie. Like, for real, next year when it's time to draft and, you know, it's second, third round and I see Devin Booker, I'm going to think first before I just draft him. Like, I'm going to, you know, have that thought process of, do I want to make this move because he might get injured. At some point in the year, you pretty much know Devin Booker is going to have some type of injury.
For sure. I mean, and that's what it's been looking like these last 2 years, especially like this year. It's like it's always something different, hamstring. Right now, why is he hurt? His back. You know, it's like, man. But, yeah, I can't blame you. You got to think about stuff like that. But I will say this. As of lately, after this last pass injury, somebody who's been benefiting a lot from him being out is Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson has been surprisingly good the last week or so.
Do you buy it, though? Is it fool's gold or is it real? Because I've had Josh Jackson before, and he's lit it up for me. And then he'll follow it by, like, a month of just being, like, fantasy trash.
I mean, I'll say this. He's young. He's put in a position where he's probably had, what, like, three different coaches just in a matter of a year. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like, right now, his stats, he's shooting over 50%. He's averaging almost 2 threes, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals in the last week. I wouldn't be surprised if he's kind of, like, finally figuring out the league, figuring out his game, how to play in the NBA. And he starts being a little bit more consistent. I won't be surprised. Because last year, towards the end of last year, he got hot. He got hot, for sure.
Yeah, I had him at the end of last year in the Marcus, in our home league. He helped me win my ring. So don't
I was mad because I drafted him last year.
Oh, okay.
So imagine how I felt when you beat me in the championship with my own guy.
that was my guy the whole year, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but at the same hand, I don't know. He's like a volume guy. I will say that, you know, if you want somebody, give him a look right now. But I wouldn't have high expectations.
Yeah, definitely tamper your expectations, for sure. For sure.
All right. Hey, I'm about to pause real quick, bro. I got to get the dough, bro, so I'm going to pause it real quick, and then I'm going to call you back when I come back upstairs.
All right, for sure.